Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
Did you hear me try to clear my throat off mic, but totally in mic?
Yep.
What about me getting up to close the door?
Yep, all of that.
There you go. YouTube exclusives, that's what happens. Everybody at home, welcome. Tuned into the YouTube exclusive episode. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for your ongoing support. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you so much. So first thing, there's been a change on the set, but only for this episode. I put a DeLorean in the middle of the cars there. Tanner just got me a new Hot Wheel, the DeLorean. Check it out. Boom. Are we seeing it in camera?
We are seeing it in camera. Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you very much, sir. I'll add it to the collection. Last week, we added the Batmobile Vintage to the collection, so...
Pop culture, like, vehicles from, like, things you grew up on, I think, are your Hot Wheels trend.
I keep saying, like, I don't need any more Hot Wheels, and when we go shopping, I can't find a Hot Wheel. Like, man, find a Hot Wheel. I'm like, I can't. And then you keep just bringing these randoms. I'm like, yeah, that's a good one.
That's how Hot Wheels work, is whenever you're looking for one, there's never anything good.
That's right.
But then, like, somebody will, like, my mom does it, or people in my life will do it for me and bring me home a Hot Wheels, and I'll be like, where are you looking? That right. I haven't seen these, or like,
that's right.
I haven't been able to get my hands on one, and you just casually come home getting one by accident.
That's right. So it happens. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. So what also is a thing is as we watch this episode, or as they watch this episode, I'm not in town.
I was going to say, how's your trip going?
My trip is going great.
Yes.
I can forecast that already.
Yes, I know. You can forecast a lot of things.
That's right. So my trip is going great. I'm having a good time on the East Coast currently. And when this episode airs, I might be in a wedding at this time. I don't know.
Like day of?
Yeah.
It's not. No, you'll be getting ready.
Maybe.
Well, because what wedding takes place at 10 o'clock?
Yeah. I mean on the day, on a Friday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is right now you'll be getting ready for
that's right.
it.
That's right.
Because it'll be in the evening.
That's right.
Unless some people are maniacs and want to get married at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I don't want to associate with those type of people.
Yeah, those are not my people, yeah, 10 a.m.ers.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Those damn morning people.
That's right. I don't mind waking up in the morning, but not to do something that early in the morning.
Fact.
Because that means you have to wake up really early.
Yeah, that means if you're doing something at 10 o'clock, you've got to get up at like 6 for that kind of extravagant
day. Right. That's right. That's right. So that's funny. I guess there are people who have weddings in the morning, though. That's a thing.
Yeah, I couldn't. Same like some people have weddings without open bars. I don't agree with that either.
Yeah.
There's no point in, like, if you have a paid bar, what are you doing to your guests?
Yeah, or at least, like I understand, like...
A by donation.
Yeah, by donation, or even a toonie bar. Or what I did on mine to, like, just lower the cost a little bit, was I gave everybody... I don't know if it was 5 or 6 drink tickets plus 2 bottles of wine on your table. So I'm just like, listen, if you're going to drink more than 6 drinks, which, hey, easy, but I'm only paying for a solid buzz, not for you to get drunk.
All I'm saying, though, is that's even more tricky because what you really are doing is being like, hey, I'll get you tipsy and then you can stop if you want.
That's right.
No, and darn well.
Yeah.
When nobody has 6 drinks, you know, you have like, you either have like 2 or 16.
Well, listen to what my boys did for my wedding, which I did participate in actually. I did not know this was happening, but during the wedding, I realized like, where are all the boys? Okay, where is everybody? So I went looking, couldn't see. And then one of them came out of the washroom. I was like, where is everybody? And they're just like, in the parking lot. It's like, in the parking lot. So I went into the parking lot. And they were having a tailgating party in the middle of the reception because my wedding was on the weekend of Big Valley Jamboree.
Yeah.
So they were already going. They had their coolers. They're already set. And so They're just like, yeah, you know, we don't want to cost you too much money. It's like, hey, you know what? Because I appreciate that. Because even though, like, I gave drink tickets, like, I still have to pay for what they drank.
Yeah.
And so they're like, yeah, man, like, we know we're animals. So they tailgated throughout the festivities. And then they're just like, you want a drink? I'm like, when in Rome. So yeah. I did a bit of tailgating at my own wedding.
Did you have, where did you get married?
Edmonton.
Ah.
In Edmonton, yeah.
I've never heard much of your wedding, more of your pre-wedding.
Yeah, the stag.
Yeah.
The stag.
Yeah, it's definitely spoken about more than the wedding.
Yeah, the stag was pretty epic. Cancun, Mexico, spring break.
Yeah.
1 week with, there was 10 of us that went down of childhood friends, and we made and forgot a lot of memories.
Yeah.
And it was during the era where cameras were just kind of coming in.
Yeah.
But we all made the conscious decision that, hey, no.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah. So there are some, like, I actually, myself and one of my boys at the time, went and bought these handheld digital video recording cameras.
Yeah.
And then when we got to the airport, we both looked at each other and like, this was the stupidest purchase ever because they were waterproof and everything. We're like, this is going to be awesome. And then we didn't even take them out of the boxes.
No.
And the crew decided, listen, we brought the cameras out sometimes. Yeah. And like, that was it. But it had to be like group shots or, yeah. So there are some photos, but
mostly at breakfast photos. Well, yeah. You're all together for the few hours you're eating and planning the day.
That's right. And there were some night photos, but what happened was, like, before photos got posted, they had to be sent, like, we all took each other's cameras at the end of the trip and passed them around and said, like, yeah, no. And like, we had, like, you could delete a photo off somebody's camera.
If it had you in it.
That's right. And you weren't comfortable. So the photos that came out of that stag are all very G related.
I cannot imagine, because I know how confident some of your boys are and how confident you are. I can't imagine the photos that they were like, not this one.
That's right. That's right.
Like the ones that have made it through are still like, wow, you're okay with that one?
Yeah.
So like, I can't imagine what was deleted.
That's right. And I won't tell the story on this podcast, but it is a story I do tell, and I tell it fondly. But the night before my wedding is a story for the history books.
Yeah, you need to tell all.
Yeah, like that story, I won't put it online, but it would turn into the machine story.
That's, you need to, we'll film a bunch of your stories,
yeah.
Like a tell all.
Yeah.
And we'll put them in a vault for when you die.
When I die, yeah.
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 And like, you can start them all off of, if you're seeing this, I must be dead.
That's right. I don't know if you've ever even heard the story about the night before my wedding.
I don't think so. I haven't heard much of your wedding.
When we're finished this podcast,
time.
We'll make time.
Okay.
We'll make time. But yeah, it was a good one. The one thing about my wedding, which was pretty cool, which I can't tell you how happy I am about doing it, is I bought all of the groomsmen's pair of Nikes. We had black Nikes. With like a white swoosh on it, very like classic. Classy. But they were vintage even at the time. They're collectors, and I still have mine. Perro hasn't even worn his since the wedding, and everybody else destroyed theirs. But we all wore Nikes, which is perfect for like the.
That's a friend right there.
Yeah, for the wedding, we wore regular shoes. But as soon as church stuff. Yeah, soon as the church was done, put on the Nikes, boys, and poof. Great, great call.
Real surprised you didn't buy everybody a Rolex. You seem like one of those guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I'm to do it over again and the money's there, hey.
I don't want to be invited.
Yeah.
I will not be attending.
Yeah.
Or I'll work it.
That's right.
Yeah, don't give me a Rolex is what I'm saying here.
Yeah, long story short. Yeah.
No Rolex for me.
No. You'd be giving you one, it would be the equivalent of Casey Neistat having one.
Yeah. Just like, this is a watch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he got it. And then like a few days later, like fell off his skateboard and just like destroyed. It's game over.
Yeah.
Certain people just shouldn't have those kind of things.
Yeah. I'm one of those.
Yeah.
One of those people. Yeah. Don't buy me a Rolex. Buy me a trip.
Yeah. But the thing that we do need to look into for you that we were discussing today, which I never even thought was gauges.
Yeah.
I didn't know these were hard to come by.
Well,
like, you know what I mean?
When I looked for my grad, I couldn't find any.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I looked for like real, like diamond ones, real.
Yeah.
Like all these ones, and you can't really find them.
That's right. So finding a crystal one.
Phew. Yeah. Let's go with a real crystal.
Yeah.
Before we go with fancy crystals.
That's right.
That's more my speed.
I sent you a picture last night.
Yeah.
Of a fire extinguisher with a drink in it.
Yes.
What do you think about my idea about the ginger ale?
I think it's good, but I would think it would be better with real ginger ale in there. Like, instead of just a designer thing, like functional.
Right.
I'm a big fan of functional design.
Yeah.
Like, design that you can use.
I'm okay with that, because you know what? We can, like, there are still glass bottle ginger ales that you can buy.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But for me, as like, I don't want to be able to drink it out of the fire extinguisher.
Yeah,
I just want it to be in there, you know?
Yeah.
And like the top of it, what I'm thinking is you have to have the ginger ale crest. So we'll paint the fire extinguisher green, ginger ale green, obviously.
Yep.
On the top, it'll have the ginger ale crest with the Canadian shield and everything in it.
Yeah, you want that old school.
That's right. And then on the bottom, then it'll have the ginger ale slogan written on the bottom.
Fair.
And so,
the ginger ale slogan?
I don't know. Honestly, I was thinking about this last night when we were talking about it, and I was like, I could look this up, and I just got lazy, is what it came down to. And I know you're on your computer looking it up right now.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, we'll put the ginger ale slogan on the bottom. So, slogan.
Made from real ginger.
There we go. There we go.
And that's since 2013.
See? And that's what we put on there, too. But you see, like, the crest that's on there, too, right? Because it's got to be Canada Dry. We're not messing around with any other ginger ales here.
Yeah, no, and that's Canada Dry's saying since 2013.
Yeah.
I'm seeing if I can find
it. Since 2013?
Yep.
Oh, but they've been, ginger ale has been in play Canada Dry.
1904.
Yeah, so what was it in 1904?
That's what I'm looking up.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. I like that slogan, but like,
you need it to match
the vintage look. Yeah.
Huh.
And that green fire extinguisher would go great with the green chairs.
Yeah.
As well as green light of the company.
Your whole vibe is ginger ale, isn't it?
Yeah, man, I love me some ginger ale. It's the elixir of the gods. It solves all problems. You got a tummy ache? Ginger ale. You're hungover? Ginger ale. You need a pick-me-up? Ginger ale.
Huh. Ginger ale is a mix between, like, it was made in 1904 as a mix between beer and sparkling water.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's their story. I can't find their slogan from 1904.
We're going to have to look for it. We'll just find a can and then go with that.
Yeah, because, you'll need the slogan from the era.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we got here? I'm looking at like old ginger ale posters.
Yeah.
The only soft drink that doesn't treat you like a kid.
Ooh. I like that one.
Some of the best things in life are sugar free.
Not as good.
No.
Not really feeling that one as much.
Me neither. These are all like from magazines and stuff.
That's right.
Quick now, when we say ginger ale, what name do you think of first? That's the Canadian Dry.
Canada Dry.
Yeah, because they're being cocky. It's just a green bottle without a logo.
That's right.
And they're like, what do you think of?
That's right.
I don't think anybody thinks of any ginger ale other than Canadian Dry.
Yeah, forget that. I've tried a lot of ginger ales. They're all horrible.
Oceans of Quality. Yeah. That's another one.
I like that one. There was one ginger ale I tried when I was in Detroit. I don't know what it was called. I don't know what it looked like, but I was like, you know what? This is passable. So Detroit, you have a local ginger ale. You have many local things, but a local ginger ale, it was actually a very distant second. But hey, listen, nobody's ever hit second place before. So congratulations, city of Detroit.
Ooh, here's another one you'll like, old school. The champagne of ginger ales.
That's it. Right there. Boom. Mark it. You got a note category?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Put it in a note. That is it.
The champagne of ginger ales.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what's going on the bottom. 100%. Canada Dry, the champagne of ginger ales. I couldn't think of a better slogan than that.
Why would you change it?
Pam always asks us when she posts these episodes, like, is there a certain topic we talk about?
Yeah, you're going to.
We got our ginger ale.
The champagne of ginger ale.
Like, there are certain sponsors that, like, we talk about, like, who would we want to sponsor the show? And sometimes they're on the fence of, like, oh, I don't want to say this, I don't want to say that. Ginger ale, hands down. This is an easy one to pick.
I will, I'll reach out to Canadian Dry if you want me
to. Yes,
yes. Yeah, just send, like, send them an email.
Yeah.
Use my fancy email that has producer on the
tagline. There you go. Yeah, 100%. That, let's do it.
Yeah, why not?
And I've been spending a lot of time thinking about this one. This is for people who watch the YouTube exclusive episodes. This was about a 2-month question that was posed to me. Oh, I got a text message here. Hold on. Okay. Oh, so what are we going to do here? I got a phone call.
You gotta get the question off. You can't leave him on a cliffhanger.
Okay, you asked me Vans or Nike.
Yeah.
I've thought about it a lot.
Yeah.
So the question is, do I just give you the answer on the show and we cut it off? Or do we pause it so I can take this call and then come back and talk a little bit more?
Nah, just give it to him.
It's Nike.
Yeah?
I decided.
That's the right choice, I think.
I decided if I had, yeah, if I had to pick one shoe brand for the rest of my life to rock, but there's a cadence here.
Yeah.
Obviously, Nike doesn't wear, like, make dress shoes or, like, dress boots or stuff like that. Yep. So when I'm going to put on a boot or a dress shoe with a suit, I'm not breaking my contractual obligation to Nike.
Yeah.
But every other time outside of those occasions, Nike.
Nah, you'd have to. Like, in the scenario, you'd have to wear them at weddings and stuff.
Okay, I'm still going Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time thinking about it. Yep. I'll give up all my Chelsea boots and my leather, like, dress stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's Nike. You got to go Nike. And it did take me months. This hasn't been a light decision. Like,
yeah. I didn't know it was wearing on you.
It was. Like, it really was. That I couldn't pick. And I was just like, you know what? Although I wear Vans every day on this show primarily. Well, not YouTube exclusive episodes. But that's only because Nike hasn't sent me the right pair of Nikes yet. But
anyways, get to your call. Ginger Ale sponsor us. Ginger Ale
sponsor. Please look into that.
Yeah, I will.
Everybody at home, thank you for tuning in to another YouTube exclusive. Definitely do appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.